It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Back more than 2,300 years ago, a preacher wrote these words, "My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is." Well, there are millions of people who are seeking and searching for what the preacher had forgotten, happiness. More than 2,000 years later, another man by the name of Charles Farrar Brown made a famous statement concerning happiness. This is what he said. Now listen carefully, because this is good advice. "Let us all be happy and live within our means," he wrote, "even if we have to borrow the money to do it." And you'd be surprised at the number of people who are pursuing this elusive quality called happiness by following Brown's humorous advice. This statement seems odd, but has a world of truth in it. The most unhappy people in the world are those trying the hardest to be happy. We Americans annually spend billions and billions of dollars searching for this magic, evasive thing called happiness. Dr. Gallup, not the one who's living today, but his father, the fellow who had a way of finding the mood of the public, took a poll on happiness at one time. He found that the most unhappy people were those who frequented the taverns. How odd that seems. I was under the impression that people went to the honky-tonks to have a good time. Could it be by some strange quirk that a good time and deep-seated happiness are not the same thing? The great truth of life is that happiness comes as a byproduct. The best way in the world to miss happiness is to pursue it directly, to go searching for it in every dark bar and every tipping of the glass. Dr. Austin Fox Riggs once said, "Happiness is a byproduct of successful living. Happiness is a byproduct of holiness," or if you prefer a less religious word, just use the word wholeness. Holiness and wholeness, they both mean the same thing and bring you to the same place. Happiness is the result of an inner state, not outer security. Happiness comes not from without, but from within. Betty Barton, who had been paralyzed because of an automobile accident, once wrote for Life magazine these words, "We are suffocated so with things and with distractions that the real pursuit of happiness is impossible. Happiness is primarily an inner state, an inner achievement." And so it is. Happiness isn't the goal of life. Holiness is. Seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus said. Seek first the kingdom of God. Don't go after happiness or you'll miss it. Seek to do God's will and live by His plan, and happiness will come without your seeking it. This theme of matching happiness and holiness is one as old as the ages. "Happy is the man who takes refuge in the Lord," said the psalmist. Jesus, in His Sermon on the Mount, gave 9 ways to be happy. We call them the Beatitudes. You'll find them in the 5th chapter of Matthew in the Bible. I suggest you learn and live them. We spoke of Dr. Gallup in his happiness poll. He also had this observation to make. "Our survey showed that the most happy people are those who have had a real religious experience." 'Tis true. Seek first the kingdom. After that comes happiness.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.